You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I feel like if I tried to call my mom on the new Trump phone, either Mike Lindell or Rudy Giuliani would pick up on the other side, which would be terrifying. All right, we have no time to waste. I want to jump into this breaking news story about the Trump family launching a new grift and it immediately crashing. On day one, it crashed, and he once again scammed his most loyal supporters. Now, this time, we're going to be talking about 404 Media's report on Trump Mobile. Trump Mobile, it's insane. It's a textbook example of the ongoing grift that has defined Trump's entire career. But this time, it's this gold-toned T1 phone. I don't even know if it works. It's not even going to be made in the United States, but you can also buy it with an America First mobile service. I mean, this isn't financial advice, but please do not buy this. I would say spend your money on anything else other than this. Anything. Go out to dinner with your family. Do not buy the new $500 Trump mobile phone. Who is going to buy this? Could you imagine the person with a Trump watch and Trump shoes and Trump shirts? And like, please, get the hell out of here. Okay, but on a more serious note, beyond the surface of this new grift, the operation is riddled with some really questionable errors and some really dysfunctional operations. I want to break that down, but let's just lay the groundwork by showing you this. Trump Mobile Phone Company announced by President's family, but details are murky. The new company says it will manufacture its Android phone in the United States, but has not said how it could do that. And then Don Jr. went on TV and said maybe eventually it'll be manufactured in the U.S., meaning it won't be manufactured quite yet. Listen.
We're doing the same thing with Trump Mobile right now. I'm incredibly excited. You can build these phones in the United States. Our customer service is in the United States. It's in St. Louis, Missouri. We can add more functionality. We can do it cheaper. We can do it better. And eventually all the phones can be built in the United States of America. We have to bring manufacturing back here. And so
listen to that slippery wording. He says, you can build these phones in the United States. And then 10 seconds later, he says, you can bring these back to the United States eventually. So he's not saying they have a plan or there are details or there are currently plants being built. No. He's saying you can do that. It's yet another grift. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Trump admin is just collecting money off of pre-orders with no actual plan in place. That would be such a Trumpian move. The announcement by Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr., the president's eldest sons, left some basic questions unanswered. And you know, there's no one I would rather buy my phone from than Don Jr. or Trump himself. I mean, every time someone in the Trump world starts a business, we know it goes well. Look at Mike Lindell, for example, who just yesterday was found guilty for defamation of his own former employees for leading a voting equipment company. So the MyPillow founder, Mike Lindell, who I've debated multiple times, it's all on my channel. We've debated him in person. This dude started his own company. And, you know, it's just riddled with corruption. So this new Trump org, I'm sure, is going to be the same. The new $499 gold-tone Android phone would be designed and manufactured in the United States, but it was not clear how or where. The country lacks much of the necessary infrastructure to produce smartphones at all. One member of the new Trump phone team also said a $47 monthly cellular service plan would include 24/7 telemedicine. But the health service that the company says would be included typically costs much more than the entire monthly fee, which makes zero sense. The plan calls for the Trump org to license the use of the family name to a separate business called T1 Mobile LLC that incorporated in Florida in late April. Although the Trumps are just merely lending their name to the venture, the deal could pose conflicts of interest as the president's family moves into an industry regulated by the administration. And this is where the scam begins to escalate. This is where you begin to see the pure, raw grift. This article from 404 Media that I'll link in the description below is titled, "I Tried Pre-Ordering the Trump Phone. The page failed and it charged my credit card the wrong amount." And then it says, "I got a confirmation email saying I'll get another confirmation when it's shipped, but I haven't provided a shipping address." And this really shows you how much of an unorganized scam this all is. By the way, if you want to help boost the word about all of this, make sure you drop a like. If you want to be a part of Mockler Media as it grows, subscribe below to join the subscription feed. We are going to be adding more contributors and scaling this to hit MAGA where it hurts. Okay. On Monday, says 404 Media, the Trump Org announced its own mobile service plan and the T1 phone, a customized all-gold mobile phone that its creators say will be made in America. I tried to pre-order the phone and pay the $100 down payment, hoping to test the phone to see what apps come pre-installed, how secure it really is, and what components it includes when it comes out. By the way, if you get this phone, or if you know someone who has this phone, make sure you check to see who's in all your group chats. I bet you they'll be putting like Pete Hegseth or Jeffrey Goldberg in everybody's group chats. I would not trust the security of this. Okay, I went to go see how secure it really is and what components it includes when it comes out. The website failed, went to an error page, and then charged my credit card the wrong amount of $64.70. I received a confirmation email saying, I'll receive a confirmation when my order has been shipped, but I haven't provided a shipping address or paid the full $499 price tag. It's the worst experience I've ever faced buying a consumer electronic product, and I have no idea whether or how I'll receive the phone, because again, they didn't put in their shipping address. Quote, Trump Mobile is going to change the game. We're building on the movement to put America first, and we will deliver the highest levels of quality and service, they said, but that's not true. The announcement describes the phone as a sleek, gold smartphone engineered for performance on the Benny Johnson Show. Trump Jr. said the phone is for people who want a phone made in America without the potential of a, quote, backdoor made in the hardware that some of our adversaries may have installed in there. Honestly, I wouldn't trust the Trump admin's phones either. Trump Jr. said the call centers for Trump Mobile will be in St. Louis. So, quote, we're keeping our data on shore. Okay, but overall, the broader point that I want to make sure not to miss here is that the President of the United States is currently leveraging his platform and his power to start business after business after business. The most egregious one, I think, was the Trump crypto scam. It was one day before his inauguration when he began to leverage the hype of his inauguration. You know, the entire country, the entire world is paying attention. Trump decides to leverage that hype to make him and his family billions of dollars to enrich themselves. And since then, it's been relentless. He's had like project after project after project. He has a new cryptocurrency company. He's having new crypto dinners with people. He's selling things. And even throughout the campaign cycle, he was selling Bibles, Trump Bibles, and watches, and shoes, and everything he possibly could. And you know, I've been to all of these Trump rallies, so when I go there, when I would go to the Trump rallies, I would see people decked out in this gear, but also complaining about the economy at the same time, which is insane. So while Trump is extracting money from his most loyal supporters and delivering nothing in return, he's also causing an economic downturn and gaslighting his followers into thinking that Democrats hate them and want the economy to be poor for some reason. So, I mean, in the end, I think this phone saga is just the latest chapter in a long-running story. The president leveraging his image and his platform to target the most faithful, to make promises that he will give them the world, and then that falling apart at the first sign of any sort of scrutiny. Like, you can't even order it. But honestly, his most loyal supporters, like the people buying these phones, probably didn't even notice that the website crashed in the first place. Not to be mean, but come on. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the videos that we make on the Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. My name is Adam Mockler, but we're building Mockler Media with you. You guys are a part of it. We are going to blow this up. I love you all. Peace out.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.